Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Those who lived during in the tribulation period and survived the tribulation period, they enter into the millennium in their physical body. And to them, this is where it gets really interesting, they will have children. In other words, they enter into the millennium and they will continue to have children. Turn me to Ezekiel. There's so many passages, but let me just give you a couple of them. Ezekiel, turn with me there, 37. Let's see, Ezekiel, Daniel. Okay, Ezekiel 37, verses number 25 and 26. This is a couple of one of the many places where it references children being born, not just in the millennium, but forever. Okay. Ezekiel 37, verse number 25. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob, my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children and their children's children forever. Are you following? Oh, Greg's got it up there on the screen. I saw y'all were looking up on the screen. Okay. They shall dwell, even them and their children and their children's children. Notice that next word, forever. They're going to continue to have children forever and ever. All right. Ezekiel 47, verse 22. Again, these are the ones who survived the millennium. The tribulation period. They enter into the millennium, the thousand-year reign of Christ in their physical bodies. Verse number 22 of Ezekiel 47, and it shall come to pass that ye shall divide it by lot for an inheritance unto you and to the strangers that sojourn among you. So now we're talking about Jews and Gentiles here, which shall beget children among you, and they shall be born unto you as born in the country among the children of Israel, and they shall have inheritance with you among the tribes of Israel. So again, these are just two passages of scriptures that talk about in the millennial reign, people will enter into their physical body and they'll have children and their children will have children and they'll have children. And the Bible says forever. They will not receive a glorified body. They will live in their body forever. And how is that possible? Well, while you're there in Ezekiel, are you still in Ezekiel 47? Look for me in Ezekiel 47, verse number 12. Again, this is speaking of the millennial reign of Christ. And by the river upon the bank thereof, and on the side, on this side and on that side, shall grow all trees for meat, whose leaves shall not fade, neither shall the fruit thereof be consumed. It should, in other words, it's going to continue to be producing. It shall bring forth new fruit according to her months, because their waters they issued out of the sanctuary. Let me stop right here. During the millennial reign of Christ, there will be another temple. It will be the last temple that will ever be built. In the new heavens and new earth, there will be no temple. Jesus Christ will live in New Jerusalem, and that's when we get there in Revelation 21, we'll look at that. But I want you to notice there's been different temples all through history. You know, the first temple, the tabernacle, then the temple, then it's destroyed. It gets rebuilt, and all these things, it gets destroyed again. And I think there's been like six temples or so, I forget the number, that's been built and rebuilt. Well, they will have a temple in the millennium, okay? And that's what it's talking about, is flowing out of that sanctuary, and the fruit thereof shall be for meat. And look at this, and the leaf thereof shall thereof for medicine. Now, when we get into Revelation 21 and 22 about a new heaven, new earth, we'll find this same tree once again. And we'll get more detail later on this, but I want you to notice that this tree will be there in the millennium. And that's how these people will be able to live forever. Remember the tree of life in the Garden of Eden? Remember that one where Adam and Eve had access to all the trees in the garden except for the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? God said, of all these trees, you may freely eat except that tree. That tree belongs to me. The rest of them you can have. And in that garden was the tree of life. And we see God had to push them out of the garden. And God said this. I didn't say it. God said it. Lest man eat of that tree and live forever. So he had to get them out of the garden so they wouldn't eat it. If Adam would have ate of the tree of life, he'd still be here today. So we can see this That same tree is in the millennium. And that same tree will be in the new heaven and earth. I said, all that to say this. Not only will they have children, the longevity of life will be restored. They're never going to die. Those that enter into the millennium, they will never, ever die. They'll live forever in their physical body. And we'll look at this a little bit later. So the longevity of life will be restored. However, there will be unbelievers that will die in the millennium. Where did these unbelievers come from, preacher? If everybody who enters into the millennium are saved, it's their children and their grandchildren. You know, everybody must trust Christ as a Savior. You don't go to heaven because your dad was saved or your mom was saved or grandma and grandpa was saved. It's a personal decision. Same thing takes place in the millennium. They're having children. These children must call upon the name of the Lord. It's never changed. It's always been, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. The same plan of salvation is true in the millennium. Jesus, they call upon his name, he saves them. If they refuse that, well, their children, their grandchildren, whoever it would be, they will die. Isaiah 65, turn me to Isaiah 65. In verse number 20, Isaiah 65, verse number 20. There shall be thence, no more thence, an infant of days, nor an old man that hath not filled his days. For the child shall die 100 years old, but the sinner shall, being 100 years old, shall be accursed. What does that mean, preacher? What it's talking about during the millennium, that they'll have, God is long-suffering for us. Amen. God's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. However, during the millennium, he gives them a timeline. You have 100 years. At 100 years of age, they have to come to Christ as their Savior. If they don't come to Christ for their Savior, literally God will put judgment upon them. And how can I say this? Well, he's accursed. He'll be killed. Okay? Isaiah 11:4. Turn back to Isaiah 11:4. I have that reference. Let's see if I can find it. Yeah, okay. Again, he's talking about the millennium in Isaiah 11, verse number 4. But with the righteousness shall he judge the poor and reprove the equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. So this is during the millennium. He's going to rule with a rod of iron. If you rule with a rod of iron, that means there's going to be some disobedience there. And if I use this as a silly illustration, he's going to knock them in the head with that rod. Yeah, not literally, but you know what I'm talking about. He's going to rule them. And he slays them with the breath of his lips at 100 years of age. Here's an interesting one tucked away in Acts chapter number 3. Turn me to Acts chapter number 3. Verse number 23, Acts chapter 3 and verse number 23. A lot of people kind of overlook this as they're reading through the book of Acts, but there's references here about the kingdom when it says in verse number 23, and it shall come to pass, it's yet future, that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. So again, we're talking about the millennial reign of Christ. If they don't hear, they don't listen to the prophet, they'll be killed, they'll be destroyed, he'll slay them with the breath of his mouth, that we read in Isaiah 11, at the age of 100 years of age. We see that in Isaiah 65. So let's just follow this timeline, okay? They enter to the millennium, saved people. They have children. Their children must trust Christ by the time they get 100 years of age. If they don't, they'll be taken off the face of the earth. If they are saved, they continue to live forever. And they have children. Are you following the thought? Yes.
So the sanctification of the saints who come into the millennium.
I'm going to get there.
And then the ones who get saved.
I'm going to get there. Okay.
Yes.
I'm glad you asked that question. It's going to be part of the lesson this morning. You ever heard of the Nazarenes and their good people, S.F. Breeze? He calls it the eradication of the sin nature. Okay. That's true, except he's about 1,000 years too early.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.